I'm Jeanette Gwen for South Carolina Public Radio. Manny Houston and Friends present Take Me to Church as part of Piccolo Spoleto in Charleston. Welcome, Manny. Tell me about the show, the songs, and your friends.
Okay, so the show Take Me to Church is an experiment wherein I take classic Broadway tunes and gospelize them. It came out of a need to really show what it means to add soul to something. And as a Black performer, a lot of your value in the theater world lays in whether or not you can add soul to a performance. So this is where that show came out of. The people that I'm performing with in reference to this show are all versed in musical theater literature, and they're also versed in the gospel literature. So, and I'm really excited to be working with them. We have Robbie Madison, who is a worship leader over at Seacoast Church. We have Kanika Covington, who is out of Columbia, South Carolina, and actually has a degree in theater. Jairus McClanahan and Tierney Huff, who both graduated from CSU. Oh, and then we also have Brenton Weeks, who is the director of CSU's Gospel Choir, who put together a choir for this particular show. So I'm excited to work with them.
Tell me about some of the repertoire.
Obviously have to have Hamilton in there just because that is a new classic immediately. but also I get a chance to work with a lot of classics like My Fair Lady. I'm also doing an arrangement of My Funny Valentine from Babes in Arms. And I'm also doing an arrangement of Corner of the Sky from Pippin by Stephen Schwartz. So those that if that doesn't run enough of the gamut, I think it does.
If I put you on the spot and I said, I want to hear what one of those things sounds like gospelized, could you give us a line or two?
Yeah, definitely. Should I? Okay. In the song Tomorrow from Annie, we're doing it with a gospel choir. And so generally it's saying, tomorrow, tomorrow, I love ya. Tomorrow is only a day away. But in this case, when you gospelize it with a choir and clapping and everything, it's like, tomorrow. Roll, dun, 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 tomorrow, oh, the sun will come out tomorrow.
Nice. What makes these songs the right songs to gospelize?
This is a great question because I was actually talking to the cast about this the other day. In gospel music, it's important to understand that we take lines and then we start to make them repetitive. It's kind of what you hear in funk also. It's like it's just repetitive rhythms the entire time. So when we start talking about these particular Broadway tunes, one of the things we found is there are certain lines in some of the songs, like in Somewhere Over the Rainbow, we're doing an arrangement of that. And one of the lines is, your dreams will come true. And so we take that. And that's where, for lack of a better term, the ministering begins, or the uplifting aspect of gospel music begins, is when we can start like reiterating this line over and over again. And a lot of the tunes that we're doing have those lines in them, something that may just be a little bit more uplifting. Make Them Hear You from the show Ragtime is a really good one. And then Try to Remember has a line. All he says is follow from the show of the Fantastics. If you remember, then follow, 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 follow. And you can follow your dreams, and you can follow your heart, and you can follow the things that make you happy, et cetera, et cetera. So that's why the songs that we chose are the perfect songs for this.
Thank you, Manny. I'm Jeanette Gwen. Take Me to Church with Manny Houston and Friends at the City Gallery on Wednesday, March 31st, 6 p.m. For more, visit southcarolinapublicradio.org.